But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Okay, let's do it. Hello, everyone. We are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins.
Oh! She's so cute. Just look at her. Look at this.
You're so
what
nice.
What the hell? I have snacks in the corner.
Because I always give crafties to my guests because you guys are nice for coming to my house and doing this.
She has a nice house, by the way.
Well, it is new. And this is my new studio. Welcome. You're the second person to ever record in here.
Yes.
Pink. Only a real man wears pink. It's true.
I'm close.
I mean, you're rocking the background.
My underwear
you know?
Pink, so fine.
Okay, so everyone, I have Jay here from X on the Beach and Survivor.
Yep.
Now, you said that you were the villain and also the nice guy?
No, I thought I was the nice guy, but some people are like, oh, we want you to come back for heroes versus villains. And I was like, what would I be? And some people are like, oh, you're a villain. And I was like,
why?
Was like,
why
no
would
idea.
They say that? What
I
did you
no
do?
Idea. Nothing.
Do you have like a secret mean streak in you?
Villain
streak? Oh.
I mean,
that face that told me everything.
That wasn't on Survivor, on X on the Beach.
Okay.
I'm not mean, but like, just, I don't like to get, like, don't get me mad. If I'm mad, then it's different.
Okay, what happens? Do you get aggressive or do you get?
Get mad.
Oh.
Oh.
I won't try to get you mad.
No, don't get me mad.
Okay,
so. So stupid.
So this season, we're doing this thing called Wrinkle Wisdom.
Okay.
And it's where I need you to get like your cane out, your old man cane.
All right.
I need you to turn on your old man voice.
All right.
And I need you to give yourself dating advice. As a let's make you 85.
I'm 80. I've lasted that long.
You lasted that
oh
long.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Well, anti wrinkle advice. Like, good job, old man, lasting that long.
Yeah.
Wrinkle advice. Listen, young man. Do everything that you want to do. Don't let anyone stop you and go crazy. Just do it all. Stay loco.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was gonna ask you about.
What's that?
It's the stay loco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know about that. Okay, so before we like get into your dating life, I think people should like get to know you first, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you just like a couple little things. Just talk to me. By the way, guys, usually I, you know, go over the questions a little bit before with people just
no,
so they're not caught
that.
Off guard. He's like, no, let's wing it.
No,
I'm like,
wing it.
All right, I'm down with it.
Completely.
Let's go.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Okay, so first, so you're on reality TV. How did you get into reality TV?
So I used to watch Survivor with my aunt.
Okay.
And then, like, life had a different track for me, so I was doing everything I needed to do,
mm-hmm.
and then finally, like, life was set up, and it was like, okay, I can take time to go do stuff.
What do you mean it was set up?
Like, I had to find a place, I got a house, I got my mom into my house, I started taking care of the family, and, like, everything was good.
Got it.
Then, my aunt was like, oh, they're casting for Survivor, go apply. So I applied online, and then out of nowhere they called me, and I was like, what the heck?
Were they just like, you're on, you're getting to the island?
Well,
I don't really know how Survivor works.
No, they were like, hey, why do you want to compete? Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, what the fuck? I want to do these challenges, and oh, sorry, Chris.
No, you're fine.
I want to do these challenges, and I want to like go and experience all this stuff, because I also like grew up watching the challenge and like real world versus road rules and all that. So like the challenge competition of things is
my You're like
favorite.
A really competitive.
Yeah, I'm a super active person.
Got it.
So then I applied. They called. Then I went to Cambodia. I was, what was that? I was, I don't remember the word.
Survivor?
No.
You were a contestant?
My Alzheimer's is kicking in.
Yeah, right?
85, you're screwed, buddy. No, I was just like a standby.
Basically. Okay, I see.
So then I didn't get to play. Then I went home and I was crushed and I was like, oh my God, like I missed
but
out
on
But
that's still sort of fun. You got to go to Cambodia to basically like...
Sit for a week.
But did you get to like hang out and do stuff or no?
Just sit for a week.
Oh.
Yeah. And then sleep in a tent.
Did you get per diem? Per diem is where you get paid
for
meals. Did you get
I
that?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but no,
oh.
I did not.
Oh, no.
You just go. It's just casting. So it's just like, good luck.
Oh my gosh.
I went and then came back to Florida and I was like, oh my God, this is never going to work. Then like months later, they call me. They're like, hey, we want you to Fiji. And I was like, what? Then they're like, yeah, this time you're not, you know, an alternate. That was the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they flew me back.
Oh, I love when that happens. When it's like an unexpected call and it's like,
yeah.
Okay,
and I was
here
like,
we go.
What?
Okay, let's
Sick.
Go.
Sick. And this time I'm going to Fiji? Sick. So
yeah.
We went.
Heck yeah. Okay, that's good to know. So how did, you know, I see on social media, you always say stay loco. So that's mm-hmm. what I was going to ask about. Why? Like where did that come from?
So stay loco. I'm 50% Scottish and 50% Peruvian.
Oh, okay.
So it's like English and Spanish. Okay. So stay and then loco. Loco's crazy.
Okay.
But to me, I think everyone has their own kind of crazy.
Agreed.
So like a crazy could be bad. It could be good. It could be, but it's their own kind of crazy.
We did an episode called Cray or Bay with Corey, your friend.
Oh yeah.
And we were Corey. Talking about there's levels of crazy and sometimes a little crazy is a little good, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yeah. Look at what you're doing. You're not like that's normal, true. But normal's boring. I hate normal.
Stay weird.
Stay loco.
Stay loco. There we go. Look at me.
So it's basically just a brand based on just be yourself and do whatever your crazy wants to do. And just don't let anyone else influence who you are, what you want to become, or anything, your ideas.
So, you're just doing you.
Yeah, just
my whole thing this year is dance and everything I am. That's like, I feel like dancing. I'm like a very like dancey person. Sick. And I that's just like how I'm living this year. I'm just like, screw it. I don't even care. I'm never going to make everyone happy. So I'm just going
to
like.
To like a dance scene? Like get it?
Here we go. My podcast was like, what is happening? I guess you have to go to YouTube to find out.
You got to go to YouTube.
Now we'll get into like the dating stuff, right? So how has your you know job and reality TV affected your dating life? Because I'm sure it.
Oh my god.
Is that a good or bad?
No, it's like it's good and bad because then you kind of attract like the real crazies where you're like, oh, this girl's super nuts. But then there's other ones that are like times where you meet like a good person, you're like, okay, I'm going to bring this up later because I think reality TV people like kind of sometimes get a bad rap because then they're like, ooh, well, like, what are you nuts for? Like, do you date reality people?
I have.
And how'd it go?
Good. I mean, really.
Are you still together?
No.
Oh.
But I mean, it went well. Like, I didn't.
Okay, so it went well.
Yeah, but then again, I've gotten asked to do reality TV. I'm like, absolutely no. Like, hard no.
Why?
Why? Because I'm like, guys, you don't want me on your TV. I'm not enough. Like, I don't play. Like, if someone came at me for something, I would just be like, this isn't worth my energy. Like,
but you see, everyone thinks reality TV is just fighting.
Well, do you blame them?
No, I mean, Survivor, I wasn't fighting.
Okay, well, Survivor is a different kind of reality. Like,
yeah, I mean,
that's like competent. Like,
X on the Beach, I did go.
Come on, that's what I'm saying.
Corey, like, I'm sorry.
So, it's a little different.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that.
But that's why I told him. I was like, you guys don't want me. They're like, no, we do. It was actually X on the Beach I was asked to be on.
So you're Corey's ex?
No, I'm not Corey's ex. Cam. He was on the first season.
Cam.
Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. He was on another one of my podcasts.
Oh.
I podcast with. Yeah.
He's like the tall dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to do it?
No. I was like, absolutely not. Well, and they're like, come on.
Too,
I'm like,
so
no.
Like, you got to mix both, no?
No. I don't. I'm an act. I'm like a perfect. Like, I can't do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can't be on screen like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. Like, I can't have that and then be on like Criminal Minds. Like, that's not going to work out.
Oh, the head was severed.
Yeah. Mm. No. I wouldn't do it. But I think you have to be a little crazy to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I lived on an island and then I lived in a house with crazy people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair. It's both.
So, wait. How has it affected your daily life? So, you basically run into a little more crazies than...
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you run into like, I mean, you always have fans, and then sometimes you're like, do they like me because I was on TV, or do they like me because of me?
Yeah.
So it's very like confusing.
Yeah.
And then other times it's like, I don't want to bring this up yet. I don't want to tell her I'm on reality TV because like sometimes it scares people.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to one chick one time and I told her, or I didn't even tell her,
Cole,
who's my friend, he was on Survivor 2.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh yeah, he was on reality TV. He was on Survivor. Da da da. And then she looks and she's like, oh. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Yeah. Come back.
She didn't like that you were.
No, she did not like it.
Well, I actually sort of was the same. Like, I was, so with Cam, I just looked at, he kept like messaging me and I was just like, ew, Instagram model, no thank you. And then it took that he was on a reality show that my friend was like, so any guys? I was like, no, but this guy keeps messaging me. And so then she's like, oh my gosh, he was on the, Heather, you would love him. Oh, my God. I'm like, what? Why are you the one?
Oh.
And so then she was like, oh, my gosh, you guys would get along so well. And I was like, really? Like, oh, my, I don't know. That actually makes me not like. And then she was like,
you see?
Heather, I know.
So then he had like a gold mine. He's sitting there and he's like, why doesn't she call me? I don't understand. I don't get it. And it's just like.
And then I finally did. It was great. But like, I did. I don't know. I think it's.
It's the first interaction of that is like, you're on reality TV.
Yeah.
Because then you're also, I would imagine that you're also worried about like the girls that are sliding in his DMs.
Well, I don't care about that. Whatever. Shit. I don't care.
Oh, cool.
Doesn't matter.
You're awesome. You lost her.
But I do think that dating a person in reality, especially when you're on a bunch of dating shows, it's hard because that's kind of, you know, what you're known for. You're known for the dating thing. And then when you like actually find someone that you're like, well, they're cool and they're great. Like, but now my whole kind of career is based on this. So how do you find the balance?
Well, good thing my balance, my level is pretty good because Survivor's no dating and that was dating. True. So I'm in the middle now. True. Just trying to see what happens. Just juggling.
Maybe you'll do like another game show and then another.
Yeah, I would love.
Just keep going.
Just keep building.
Just keep making that level out.
Boom. Back on Survivor. Boom. Back on X on the Beach. Back on Survivor. Back on. That'd be great. Yeah. I'd be okay with it.
That sounds good to me. I mean.
Yeah, because then I get to go compete and then I get to try to find love.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, why not?
Just do all your muscle. Love muscle. Physical muscle.
My love muscle.
Oh, yeah, your love. There like, it is. It's
yeah.
your muscle, what did right? You,
yeah, your it's heart. Your heart.
Oh, yeah, aww. It's your heart. My podcast people are probably like, what are
what are
doing?
They doing over there?
Psychopaths.
What are they? You got to tune in. Tune in to YouTube.
I have a bench, you guys, now in my new studio, and this is... We're just chilling. But now they can't see your face. Mic is in the way. Okay. So I always ask my guests as well, before they come on my show, I say, how do your friends describe you, your dating life? And so you gave a unique answer. So I want to hear it. I want to hear your answer, and then I want to talk about those elements.
All right. My dating life is random. Because I could be dating like a surfer chick, and then the next thing I know, I'm dating like Malibu Barbie.
That so you don't have like a type, really?
No.
Okay.
I just like
that's cool.
Women. Is that bad?
Just likes.
Is that bad to say like that? Like, I just like.
I think most guys do.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's in our genes. It's bad. Bad to say that. I just kind of go wherever the wind takes me. And if they're cool as fuck, then I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like cool people.
Yeah, mainly. And a little crazy, like cool with like a... Like
yeah,
a
I mean, that's part of the cool... Like, if you got to keep up with me, like, yeah. Because I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I just like wake up and I'm going and going and going. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm super tired. Oh, I'm going to go party tonight. And it's like, whatever. Yeah. And I'll sleep for 4 hours and then just do it again.
Wow, yeah. So I know. Cool. I always say, people are like, how do you always have so much energy? I'm like, I just got an abundance. And then I just like... So, like, people who don't have a lot of energy, I think I just, like, it just passes on to them somehow.
It's just like, oh, great, nice to meet you, I'm moving. And it's just like, energy's gone. You are a ball of energy, though, because the moment I come in this house, this girl, I'm like, yo, what is this section for? This is all, like, cute. She's like, oh, that's for you. But she's, like, running circles around me, like, this
I'm
is
I'm a really
me.
Fast
and
person.
And she's just like.
I'm a really.
And then she goes, oh, is it hot? I think it's hot. It's probably because I haven't sat down yet. And then she goes to the service and she's
hot.
Like, oh, my God, I'm hot. I don't know what to do. And she's just, like, running. You see? She hasn't stopped moving.
That's
she
so accurate. Stop. That's so accurate.
I figured it out.
You already know me and I don't even know you yet.
That's terrible. That sucks for you.
I know.
You would do terrible on Survivor.
Are you not a fast person? I feel like you sound like a fast person.
I sound fast.
Yeah.
And I am fast, yeah.
Yeah. Do you chill a lot? You said you're the king of chill?
I'm the king of chill. Just chill. No.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
No, I'm not the king of chill.
See, I always warn people. I'm like, I'm not a chill person. I'm just not.
I'm like easygoing chill. Not like, let's sit at home all day.
Hold
chill.
On. Okay, keep going.
So I'm an easy, like, chill person. Like, oh, I go with the flow and like, oh, what do you want to do? Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't like sitting on the couch.
Oh, no.
That me type either. Of chill is not for me.
No.
I know that's not for you. You haven't sat yet. This is like...
this is like a really big deal right now.
You're stuck in your seat, like holding the seat because you're like, I don't want to... Like, I need to get up. I need to get up and I'm doing my podcast thing and I can't get up yet. And you're sweating.
I love when I get guests that just make me laugh. It's a good time. Okay, so let's talk about, besides being random, you also said that you have, I'm like,
you I also see, have, don't judge yourself
you guys,
now.
I also
just
had,
you.
No, this I know, this
saying.
Is me.
Just
me.
Just do you. Don't like, oh, I'm moving too much. Just go. Just
I had two coffees today also, so. Ooh. So that doesn't ever help things. Anyways, though. So you said that you also, sometimes you care and then sometimes you don't care at all. You date people and you didn't you say that or am I did I read something else?
This online?
Yeah, of course.
I know.
I'll admit to it too.
I mean, some people just come and they're there for a little and then you're like, yeah, this is probably never going to go anywhere. Yeah. And then there's other people that are like, damn, I want to get stuck with you. And then they're like, oh, this is probably not going to go anywhere. Yeah. So it's kind of just both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, I feel like for me, it's like either I when I care, I really care. And when I don't at all.
At all care. At all. Like, don't even answer like, text I'm like messages. Like, exactly. You're one of those just like ghosts. You're a ghost.
I've done it. Well, to an extent. I think over the years I've gotten better at it. But
she's a ghost.
I think for sure. Sometimes.
For sure.
We've all done it. You've ghosted.
No, I just tell them that it's done.
Well, I mean, now I do.
Yeah, now. But yeah, when we were younger, yeah, I probably ghosted. Just like,
it's like, because some people, it's just like, hey, I dated you. I got on a couple dates. I'm not going to like be like, I'm not going to give you a breakup speech.
True.
You know, it's just a little weird.
That's ridiculous.
So that's why I'm like, ghost.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. Ghosts are easy. I guess, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I think for me, it's just I realized over the years that some people just don't care to prioritize. I don't think it's like, I think instead of, like I always used to say, oh, I'm too busy for a guy. I'm too busy for this guy. But it's really just I didn't have a guy that I cared enough to prioritize, you know?
I mean,
I feel like it's an excuse when we say those kinds of things.
That's true, because if you really wanted to find time to be with someone, you would.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas other times it's like, I'd so much rather just go to the gym right now.
Exactly. That's what I have done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a bad thing, though, to date someone that you're not necessarily looking to prioritize?
It's 2019. I don't think there's any such thing as bad thing anymore. I think everyone's just doing, just doing whatever they want. And they're all just like, oh, I'm going to have fun with this, or I'm going to sleep with you for like a month, or I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to care about you for a week and then never talk to you. It's just like... That's why I have to be... yeah, exactly. It's just like a random ball of like...
Yeah.
Everyone wants to do all this different shit. And it's like no one... Also, no one has like the opportunity to like actually see someone. Because like there's Tinder and Binge and
Hinge. Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think is wrong? Like, what do you think is going on with our generation of people? Like, I feel like it's a different dating culture now.
Yeah.
And so I think it's due to...
We're like mice right now.
What?
We're like,
why?
We're all like in the 5 second attention span area.
Hold on.
Okay, I will.
One sec, my mic.
Is it working?
Wait, what is this? There we go. We're good. Okay.
Can I just tell you guys, this girl is the cutest fucking thing ever. Literally.
So nice.
She's just so delicate with shit, but yet she's running. And it's like, as soon as she has to calm down, it's like,
oh my god.
My mic.
Oh no.
And she like touches it so delicate, and you see her little hands just like shaking.
I have to.
Look at you. I would break all that.
I would break.
Oh, shit. Oh. Fingers are too rough.
Anyways, about our generation.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Back to business.
Back to life. Sorry. So I think like our generation is living in like the Vine stage. You remember Vine?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it was like 7 seconds of just like, okay, you have this.
We just have a short attention span.
It is the smallest attention span ever. And I think people are constantly working and checking their phones and doing this and then checking like all the attention that they're getting on Instagram and like, oh my God, all these people are hitting me up. I must be important about something, where it's like, no one can sit for 5 seconds like and read a book, I feel like. Like, go read a book.
Yeah.
Put your phone away.
Do you do that? Do you feel like sometimes you do that? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I read at night. Yeah, because then I'll just be reading and eventually I'll just...
hit the hay?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And I think... I think we just all have short attention spans and there's always more out...
Yeah.
Like, people are always like... It's what like, even if they've got... What can I get better? What can I get better? But like, we don't... We might have someone amazing in front of us and we're just like, hey, but they don't have this and this.
Yeah, and it's like you're looking for that one thing and then you can find it in someone else, but then they're missing all the other things.
So exactly. But so when I say like, what do you think about dating someone that's not necessarily a priority? I personally think it's fine to do that. I always say for people to date, like if you know, you know, like, okay, but you're like...
I'm not judging you. No.
I think it's good to date around, and I think it's good maybe, you know, they're not necessarily boyfriend material or they're not necessarily someone you want to be really serious with, but I think it's good to experience a lot of people. And I think that even if you're in like a time where it's like really busy in your life and you're like dating someone for fun and they're maybe like super spontaneous or funny and maybe you just need that extra little spice. They're like a little like, they're like a little like into your life, mm-hmm. but not necessarily that you need to like be serious about them. And that's nice sometimes to be like
that. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because then also with those type of people, like you're learning more about yourself and more exactly. about things that you want from someone
exactly.
that you will find, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine with
but some people are like, well, why would you date them if you're not gonna like
go back to the 1920s? Yeah. Like, it's 2019.
I agree. Date so, around. Have fun. Kids.
Go, children. Go. Remember who you are. Just do everything. Do everyone. Whoops.
So when we were talking about like being, you know, not ghosting and telling people the way it is, are you always straight up with people that you don't actually care about?
Yeah, but sometimes it just fades.
Yeah.
Like where you both ghost each other. So it's just we don't really even need to say anything.
Yeah, I like that.
When someone keeps coming and then you're just like, I'm not about this anymore. Just like, I feel bad for you. And then it's just kind of like, yo, listen. Maybe I didn't do that when I was like 22. Because at 22, I was like, meh. Fuck it, I'm gonna go have fun and do all my things. And then, but now I'm like 29, so it's...
You're 29?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 22. Oh.
Go crazy.
I get to ghost whatever I want. Is that what you're telling me?
Go ghost, child, go.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very straight up when it comes to like when someone... Well, I think I fade. That's what I do. Well, no, I ghost. Fader.
No, I think you're a ghost.
I'm a ghost, yeah, because I was going to say...
You have too much energy to fade, because that's like, I'm slowly going to get out of this.
I was going to say, because typically it's, I'm just like, I don't want to waste my time.
No, yeah, you are
I'm a ghost.
You, it's just too much energy for you to fade. Fading takes like energy where it's like, I'm
both parties
gonna
are like
this to you, but I'm going on a screen. You are just like, bye, fuck it.
Yeah, that's exactly me. But I feel like now that I've gotten a little older, I'm just like, what the heck?
A little older?
A little older, right? I'm 22 now. Getting real old.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm being more straight up though, because now I'm like, may as well. I'm maturing, guys. I'm maturing.
I need to get there, so don't feel bad. I'm still immature.
Yeah.
I'm a giant kid.
But I feel like I do date people because I enjoy spending time with them, but I'm not necessarily, like, I'm very straight up. I'm like, you know, listen, don't see you as a boyfriend, but I like hanging out with you.
That's
so
cool.
So we're cool?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
See?
And then I'm straight up. But then I feel like sometimes the waters get a little muddy, which is never good.
Yeah, when it's like, probably dudes end up having feelings for you because cool and running circles around them. And they're like, this girl can take over the world. Let me just fall in love with her real quick. And you're like, listen, do you remember what I said?
Yes,
there were rules.
That's exactly
to this game,
what happened.
And now you're crossing the rules. No.
That's what happened. So how do you be straight up but then not
that's
let that happen?
Well, that's not your fault at all. Because if you, like, give me rules and I don't follow the fucking rules, that's my own fault.
So, I guess the advice would be if a person says that, then listen to them.
If you accept it, deal with it.
Yep.
Because I set rules all the time and then...
Yeah. But do you think by me saying, you know... Or I'm sure you've done this too, where you're like, you know, listen, don't see you as that, but like, we have fun together.
Facts.
Right? You've done that.
Yes.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
But do you think in any way that's like wasting people's time because it makes them not open to other people?
No, because they have accepted.
They accepted it.
The challenge. This is the challenge. The challenge in front of you is.
I agree.
I like you, but not that much. I like you enough to keep doing these dates and keep having fun and doing weird stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then. If you want to play this game, I mean, you're playing with fire.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
your own fault.
Yeah.
Just don't touch it.
I told you.
I'm a little fucking raging flame of fire. And if you get too close, you're going to get burned. So that's it. So they have the rules.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's all about just being on the same page. Making sure that, like, if it does look at that way, just, like, maybe re-emphasizing it. Being like,
you would even re-emphasize yourself.
I mean, no, I haven't. But
I feel like
because of like past experiences where it has gotten like that, where it's been like, I love you. I'm like, oh my, I told you. No, no, you don't love me. Remember, I don't want that.
What do you do? What do you do when that happens? What, look at this, this little, like.
When that has happened, when I got the I love you after being very clear about, like.
Oh my God.
This is, I was like, but I thought it was like, we were on the same page of like.
Do you tell them? Like,
what?
Because I have a friend that is always like, he like hooks up with chicks and then he'll like say things that I'm even like, bro, you're playing with their head right now because now they think they're going to end up loving you forever. But
oh no, like what does he say? What kind of stuff does he say?
Say that.
What does he say?
He just be like, oh, I can't, I love this and like, I would love to do this for like forever and da da da. And I'm like, bro, you can't say that.
That's not.
But that, I mean, to him, like that moment could be very special. I mean, I've had those moments where I'm like, damn, this is awesome. I'm kicking back, relaxing with you, and I want to do this for like as long as possible.
Yeah.
But I don't say it.
Yeah, you're not like I want to wake up to you every morning, baby.
This is the sweetest. No. Because then you're brainwashing them.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Then you've set the rules, and now you're
I don't do that.
Tiptoeing over the boundaries. No, you're like, let me test the water real quick. Oh, I want to tell you something.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
I don't think you do. I think you're just like, hey, listen, take me on dates, do what you need to do, and have fun with me. But then when it's done, like, it's done.
It's done. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I figured you out.
You figured me out. I love it. Yeah, I agree.
Heather Hopkins, the hurricane.
Oh, no.
That's you. That's what you're going to... I'm going to rename you in my phone as the hurricane.
Heather Hurricane.
Yeah, Heather Hurricane.
I like it.
It's good.
Little alliteration there. So I was reading your Instagram, and I feel like you're a very inspiring person. And I also feel like we have, like, five of the same captions of our photos, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Which one?
No. It's just like we're saying the same things.
I'm gonna drop my phone.
But like, but just different words, you know? Like we're saying the same.
Are you trying to say that we're twinning?
We might be a little bit on Instagram. I think we are.
Have you been reading my stuff and then just rewording it? Is that what you're doing?
Well, we'll check the dates on that one.
Why, were you before me?
Maybe. I think I was. No,
wait,
I'm kidding.
So you're
stalking
my Instagram?
Of course. You're coming on my show. I have to do my homework.
The hurricane. All H's here.
So anyways, I was going to say something nice. I was going to say that you're very inspirational.
Now you're going to say something mean?
No.
All right. So I'm very inspirational and what?
All right. So
get to the point.
So
here are the rules. Here are the ground rules.
He's kind of taking over my show today. Is that what's happening?
It happens.
The hookup with Jay today.
I'm sorry. Welcome to Playing with Jay. Let's go.
Playing with Jay. So anyways, I feel like you probably give some good advice, right? And so I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit.
Ooh, I'm
Is
excited.
That okay?
Yeah. I needed those.
So I needed that. Let's see. What did I write here? I was going to say, do you want me to do it? Don't read my notes. They're too weird.
What? No.
We
have to wing it now.
No, we have to wing it now. Okay, so I always have PR people like ask me like, hey, can you send me an outline of the episode you're doing with our person before? Yeah. And I'm like, you guys, you won't be able to understand my notes. They're all written like super weird.
And gibberish.
Because I write in my
can I read
the way I talk.
One
no.
that you've asked
No, this
me
one's not that weird right now.
No, but not now?
Not today. They're not as weird. We don't have as many games today. Like, well, we don't have any games. I'm sorry.
Why? I love games.
I know. I'm sorry. You have to come on again.
Yeah.
because usually I have games, but this one's more of like a chill, just talking.
We don't have any games. You tell me we have games and then we don't have any games?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's called I've been really busy.
Do you know that I like doing challenges and stuff?
Oh, I know. You're a survivor. All right, y'all, that is it for this episode. You'll have to tune in next week to hear the rest of the episode, part two, where we can pick Jay's brain a little more on some different dating situations, and hear what he has to say. In the meantime, though, why don't you guys go stalk him on Instagram at JQSkim. That would be a J, that would be a Q, and that would be an S-K-I-M. Put a face to the name.
get some dirt on him, and then you can listen next week and be like, oh, that makes so much sense. You're like little detectives, like little dating detectives. Also, give me a follow on Instagram if you don't already. That's where I post all of my updates on the podcast. All the everything is on Instagram. Let's be real. At Heather A. Hopkins. So that's all for today, folks. I'll see you on part two next week. Have an amazing, amazing week and be nice to people. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.